Welcome to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. This is episode 8 and we're looking at the week commencing 13th January 2020. So Derek, it's been a turbulent start to 2020 with the escalation of tensions between the US and Iran. How does that feed through to your outlook this week?
Yeah, well, it was definitely the theme last week, and the initial response to the Iran retaliation was extreme risk off, but of course it didn't last very long, and the markets very quickly came around to the idea of controlled confrontation or even de-escalation. And certainly our view, the MUFG view, is, you know, we're now attaching a 50% probability to de-escalation and 40% to sporadic tit-for-tat confrontation. And I think that the combination of those two, I think going forward this week, the markets can look to renewed risk appetite. And I think that's certainly the theme that has been evolving in recent days, and we would expect that to carry through this week. Of course, we make these assumptions like everybody does, but it's certainly still a high risk situation, and certainly if there was even a tit for tat sporadic confrontation, that would spark volatility. But I think generally, as long as we avoid any escalated direct confrontation between the US and Iran, risk appetite can broadly remain in place, and I think that's likely to be seen through this week.
Beyond these geopolitical risks, what else will be important for the markets this week, Derek?
Well, I think if we're correct on the de-escalation and we don't get anything dramatic on that front, the markets are now shifting, and I think will continue to shift to perhaps the themes that were in place through the latter part of last year, and that is the easing of trade tensions between the US and China. Of course, we have the signing of the phase one deal on Wednesday. And then the macro story itself, we're still seeing evidence of a pickup in growth in Europe, broadly speaking. And the US, actually, if there's any change in the kind of macro story in the beginning of this year compared to the fourth quarter, it's the fact that the US economy is looking a little bit more resilient. We had the jobs report last Friday. It was a little bit weaker than expected, but broadly speaking, the data is showing the US economy roughly growing at around 2%. And I think that dynamic is a little bit different than what we had in the fourth quarter, when there was concerns about the slowdown in the US economy. And of course, the Fed had cut rates in at the end of October as well. So reflation is the theme we're sticking with. But given the US economy is looking a little bit better, the dollar could perform, we think, a little bit better in the core G10 currencies. Obviously, the negative yielding currencies, yen, Swiss franc, we think the dollar can do well, but also against the pound, against the Australian dollar, and even the Canadian dollar. So dollar versus G10 is looking reasonably more favorable at the moment, simply because the US economy is doing that bit better than what the markets were originally anticipating.
Finally, have you established any new trade recommendations as the year begins?
Yes, well, and first of all, I happily can say that we had our first profitable trade towards the end of last year. We got off to a bad start, but our short euro, long ruble position, we've closed that in the money. So we start 2020 and hopefully with the momentum with us, and that will carry on. And yeah, we've established a short cable position, and also we've looked at short CAD again versus long ruble. In terms of cable, technically it's looking shaky. It's looking like it could test and breach below the 130 level again. We had some quite dovish comments from Bank of England MPC members last week, including Mark Carney. Very clearly, the MPC is shifting towards the idea of monetary easing if we don't get evidence of a rebound in growth. that's always been our view, that we won't get a rebound in growth because simply the Brexit uncertainty is likely to persist given the aggressive stance that the Boris Johnson administration is taking. So we've got a raft of data this week. It's all for the month of November, admittedly before the political uncertainty cleared. But all of that data is likely to be on the weak side, and I think it's just going to reinforce the building speculation that the Bank of England could cut rates. And then on the Canadian dollar, we still think it's outperformed of late and not on much justification. We think the Canadian economy is slowly beginning to get hit from the slowdown in growth last year. We think the Bank of Canada are going to cut rates this year. And with de-escalating tensions from the Middle East, the upside risks for oil are also a lot less. So we just think the recent CAD strength is likely to reverse. And of course, from a carry position, long ruble would be the way to play that, we think.
All right. Thanks, Derek. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next Monday for your FX insights for the week ahead.